I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid, I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright.
What's up and welcome back? Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We found Dr. Ben Weston. Super excited to have him joining us because it is flu shot season. It is booster season. Dr. Ben Weston, thanks so much. And thanks for your patience with us as we finally got to the right connect for this afternoon. There is a new COVID booster. Is it now available generally for everybody to go get?
It is, yeah. Nice to see you again. So it is generally available. It's the updated COVID vaccine, so it's updated to the most recent strain of COVID. So it should give you certainly increased protection from whatever vaccine you got most recently for COVID. Most of us haven't gotten it since last fall. So really, unless you recently were infected with COVID or for some reason got a much more recent vaccine, now would be a great time to get that new updated COVID vaccine and be protected for whatever comes next.
So important at this time, but so is the flu shot, right? And I think I'm personally of the mindset when I go in to get these or I schedule it, I just load them up, doc, and hit me with whatever I need for the fall season, for this winter cold and flu and COVID variant season. Yeah, I feel a little crappy for about a day, but it's done and I don't have to worry about it. Does it matter? Do people, I have a good friend that separates them. She's immunocompromised, and so she does it separately. There's no wrong way to do this. The wrong way to do this is to not get the booster or the flu shot, right, Dr. Weston?
Right. So there's a few different ways you can go about thinking about it. So some people like to, and I do fall in this group, I like to strategize my flu shot a little bit. So flu is not out right now. The flu vaccine is not quite out yet either. But when the flu vaccine is, I like to wait until we start seeing flu in the community and get my vaccine then. So that means usually kind of mid, late October is when I'm getting my flu shot. Because when flu really peaks, say around January, I want that shot to be really on board and my immune system to be ready for that. COVID, there's a lot of different arguments for COVID. We're kind of coming to the end of a spike right now, is how it looks. And so presumably we'll have a little bit of a lull. And then as we've seen every winter, we'll get some sort of a winter spike. So some folks are wanting to wait a little bit to get their COVID vaccine, around the same time, maybe say mid-October. But certainly if you are somebody over age 65, if you have medical issues, it's probably a good idea just to get that vaccine now, get yourself protected. And those folks can get another vaccine if they really want a little bit further. But long story short, Maggie, I'm complicating this way more than it needs to be. Some people want it complicated, but if you want it simple, just go get both vaccines and get it done and be protected.
Yeah, it's so important through this season. I had dinner plans with good friends of mine last week that are a little older. Wife came down with COVID. So it is happening. Everybody knows somebody who's gotten it. She was out of commission for about 3 days. It hit her really hard. I think I've had, I think I've had COVID 3 times, twice, terrible. Third time, not so bad. Again, the variants change, but there's no variance in this viewpoint, which is it's great to get the COVID booster. It's better for your health, your family's health, the community's health, as well as the flu shot. But there are certain inoculations that older folks and folks that are severely immunocompromised might think about, one of them dealing with pneumonia. What are a couple of those other vaccinations or immunizations that folks, if you fall into one of those two categories, might consider?
Yeah, so the two that we'd probably keep most in mind would be RSV and pneumonia. So those are recommended for folks over 65 to get those vaccines. Shingles is another one that's usually 50 and older. But RSV is a newer one around. So that's something that people may not be quite as aware of. So everyone age 75 and older should get an RSV vaccine. But if you're 60 and older, you can certainly get it, especially if you're at increased risk, have any sort of medical issues. So I would say, you know, if you have friends, if you have family, if you have neighbors who are over 65, those are the folks that really, really, really need to be getting all these vaccines, flu, COVID, RSV, just getting protected, because these, unfortunately, are the folks that are getting hospitalized. Right. When it comes to COVID, for example, hospitalizations are way down for all age groups, except for 65 plus. They're down, but they're not way down. We're still seeing way too many hospitalizations of folks 65 and plus. So if you have to target one person, one group, to get these vaccines, it's going to be your 65 and older population.
We're getting a couple of questions on the text line, Dr. Weston, about where to get these. When do certain providers get them? It seems that CVS has got the COVID vaccine or booster, I should say, rather, but the Aurora Medical System doesn't. It doesn't matter where you get these. Can you get them for free still? If so, where? Can you fill in a little of the logistics for folks?
Yeah, and for COVID, I think what they're calling is the updated vaccine is the, okay, the terminology they're using. But for COVID, really pharmacies are probably going to be most people's easiest and best bets. Now, if you're insured, and that includes public insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, if you're insured, the COVID vaccine should be covered. There is that gap of folks who aren't insured. And for them, really, the funding is coming to health departments. Not every health department is going to be able to offer it, but I would call your health department and see if you can get the vaccine through them. In Milwaukee, for example, residents of Milwaukee are able to get the vaccine through the Milwaukee Health Department, especially folks who are uninsured can get it for free through the Milwaukee Health Department. So you'd want to call them or pop in. But for people who are insured, pharmacies are just easy. They have the vaccines available. It's covered by your insurance and it's quick to get.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Ben Weston. He is Milwaukee County's health policy expert and Civic Media's health policy expert. Thank you so much for your patience. Dr. Ben, we'll have you back in a little while to talk more about these things again. Folks, throughout the state, check with your municipal health department. If you don't have a municipal health department, then check your county's health department. One of those agencies will be able to tell you where to get the vaccines, the flu shots, and some of those health departments may provide them for no cost, depending on where you live. Thanks so much, Dr. Weston. Everybody go out there and get your flu shots and updated COVID vaccines. We'll be back with Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. It's because it's the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next. And then Brian and I will be back talking money.